You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Chanchelle Cabrera, and she is a medical herbalist and working a lot with cancer patients. This is just fascinating, all the thoughts and ideas that need to process in order to find a way to bring healing to the body. When you've worked alongside a lot of people, collaborated with a lot of people, what do you see in the people when they resonate with the treatment and they get strength to move forward from really feeling like they're doing the right thing?
You know, it's a very tricky situation working with cancer because everybody comes in at a different place in the journey. So my experience, of course, has been that the further along you are, the tougher the fight, especially if you've had a lot of chemo, radiation, surgeries already. That's very debilitating. It weakens the body, and it just makes it harder and harder to fight back. Of course, those things are necessary and appropriate in some cases, but each time you do those procedures, it sort of knocks you back a bit. So sometimes my work is actually building people up and kind of recuperating so that they can then tolerate the other treatments better, the conventional treatments. Mm-hmm. There are also things that we do, and this is very much a clinician's role. This is not something you do by going to the health food store and buying herbs for self-care. But what a clinician can do, for example, is take, if you're on a certain chemotherapy, they might use certain herbs to augment that treatment, to activate that drug. And let me give you a very clear example of that. There is a drug that's extremely widely used in cancer care. It's called Taxol. And Taxol was developed in about the 1960s originally. It didn't hit the market till the 90s because it takes that long to get to, you know, to release it. But Taxol is a drug that's very successful for a lot of tumors for a short time, and then people get resistant to it, and the cancer cells learn to kick the drug out before it's had a chance to actually do its job in the cell. That drug is manufactured from the starting material of the Pacific yew tree, which is an indigenous tree in our forests here. And in the bark of that tree is some of that Taxol compound and other compounds that can be turned in the lab into Taxol. So they make the drug starting from the plant material. And again, the drug is successful, but not for very long, and people get resistant. However, there are other compounds in that plant which inhibit that resistance from forming. So if you use the Pacific yew extract, which, by the way, is a poison and is not available in the health food stores for a good reason.
Good thing.
But if a herbalist uses Pacific yew extract concurrent with the Taxol drug, the patient may be able to take less drug to get more effect and less side effects because that drug is now staying in the target cells and not spilling over to cause collateral damage. So that's the kind of finessing that a clinical herbalist uses in practice. That's, again, not something you can do on your own with remedies from the local store. But if you consult with a professional, they can customize a plan to meet your specific needs. And then, of course, when that drug is taken away and you're all done with it, then we use different herbs to help you recuperate and come back to wellness.
Mm. Wow, that's a lot. So if you found a clinical herbalist to work with and they were doing this, would the yew tree medicine actually have done less to the immune system, although it's poison?
Just like a naturopath, but then we go much deeper into the herbal remedies because a herbalist is a specialist. A naturopath is a generalist. They do a bit of nutrition, a bit of herbs, a bit of Chinese, a bit of manipulations, a little bit of a lot of things, and eventually will choose a specialty to go deeper into. But a herbalist is a specialist in their training. We spend most of our, all the therapeutics that we learn is botany and plant practices.
Chanchelle,
and it's a four-year program. If you do a full professional training in herbal medicine, it's usually 3 years of classroom and a year of clinics.
Could you give us some ideas of places we could go to if we were looking for a clinical herbalist?
For a clinical herbalist, absolutely. There is an organization here in British Columbia, actually the oldest herb association in North America. It's called the Canadian Herbalist Association of BC, CHA of BC, Canadian Herbalist Association of BC. So there's a website for the organization. We have a referral directory of professional members for consulting with. We also have a list of schools in the province, because there's a lot of education in this province around herbal medicine. And it just so happens, the timing of this interview is nice, because the CHA of BC is hosting its annual general meeting this Sunday, and we have a wonderful herbalist, actually an American herbalist, we've asked to come and speak. Obviously, it's all virtual, it's all online. So if any of our audience today are interested, they can jump on the internet to CHA of BC, Canadian Herbalist Association of BC, and then they can see about joining in that lecture, and she's going to be speaking about immune resilience and strengthening the immune system in times of COVID.
Wonderful. You're just a wealth of information. There's so much on ancient and modern medical wisdom that we learned today. And I just want to thank you for being on our show. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about how the program in your at Innisfree works, and if you are still looking for people to actually work one-on with the herbs there.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, for our listeners that don't know my work, I'm based in Royston, just outside of Courtenay, and I run one of British Columbia's 6 registered botanic gardens. So we're registered out of London, England, and our specialty is medicinal and food plants. So if people want to visit and walk in the gardens and see the medicinal plants and everything's labeled and signed, we're open Fridays and Saturdays from 10 till 4 through the summer months. And if people want to visit our website to get more details, I'll just give you that if that's okay. It's innisfreefarm.ca, I-N-N-I-S-F-R-E-E, innisfreefarm.ca. And all of our details are there. I am not taking new clients into my clinical practice at the moment. I'm on sabbatical to write a book about cancer and herbal medicine. So I'm not booking new patients at the moment, but the referral directory on the website for the Canadian Herbalist Association of BC can definitely direct people to practitioners in their communities.
Oh, Chantal, that's such good information. And the one thing, if you are on Vancouver Island and you get to Innisfree, there's a wonderful labyrinth at to help people just unwind and to help them get calm and have a peaceful way of entering into the garden and having time with the plants. So it's something that has been nurtured and loved for a long time. One quick question. What do actually gardening and having hands-on use with the plants do to help people with healing?
That's such a great question. Very interesting research has come out recently about, I mean, there's lots of studies about chemistry that trees release into the air, volatile compounds that affect our immune systems and improve immune functions and help us manage stress. And the evergreens are particularly good for emitting those volatile compounds. But one other thing that I have found very interesting recently is that in soil, in healthy soil, not depleted, denuded soil, but healthy soil, there is a non-pathogenic bacteria, a bacteria that doesn't cause disease. It's called Mycobacterium vaccae, and vacca is the Latin for cow. So it was actually first identified in cow poop, but they've now found it in all kinds of soils. And that Mycobacterium, when you handle soil, especially dirt under your fingernails, that bacteria has inside of it a fatty acid which enters your body, it travels across the skin, and it causes you to make more serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that makes you happy and relaxed. People take drugs like Prozac to raise their serotonin levels. And I'm telling you, if you go out and get dirt under your fingernails and literally do your gardening in bare hands, you're going to get this Mycobacterium, which releases a fatty acid that raises your serotonin levels. So you feel happy and well.
Oh, that is great. I loved your garden and I love to play in the dirt. So it was so good to meet you this summer, and I wish you the best on your new book. I can't wait to read it. Thank you so much for being on our program today.
It's been a pleasure, and I would invite any of your listeners who are on Vancouver Island to come up and visit Fridays and Saturdays between 10 and 4. We'd love to see you here.
Thanks so much, Chantel. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a happy and healthy day.